Well, Lake George filled up in the wet late last year, but our hot summer has already seen it start to dry out. Tim the Yowie Man has spent the last few days on the lake exploring it, and he's going to share a few of the lake's secrets with us this morning. Tim the Yowie Man, thanks for joining us.
Very good morning to you, Eddie. I hope you're keeping nice and cool there in the studio.
It's not too bad here in the studio. I'm trying to have the air conditioner not turned up too high, trying to conserve energy a little bit, but we're keeping pretty cool in here. Not looking forward to heading home after the show, though. Lake George, a lot of people are fascinated by it, a lot of history around Lake George. Tell me about the Convict Canal.
Yeah, this is one thing I only discovered a few years ago, but most of us who have driven from Canberra to Sydney along the Federal Highway have probably driven over the top of this 1830s convict-built canal hundreds, if not thousands of times in our lifetime. Where it actually comes from, Eddie, is that in the early 1830s, an early landholder out there, his name's Terence Aubrey Murray, he had a big stagnant swamp. It's sort of beside the Federal Highway as you head between the lake and Collector. You can sort of still see it there, the paddock on the left. And what he wanted to do was, there was a full Lake George at the time, and he had access to a chain gang of convicts, and he asked them to hack out this canal, which would go underneath a little hill that would flush out all the stagnant water out of his swamp with all the fresh water from the lake. And he had these men, this chain gang, Eddie, for a couple of years, apparently, going up into the hills around Lake George, getting these massive stones, bringing them down, and meticulously carving out this 150-foot long, 12-foot wide, and 14-foot deep canal. So as you can imagine, it's pretty hard jacket, particularly on a hot day like today.
Yeah.
Right? But what happened was, when they finished the canal, much to everyone's dismay, the water actually flowed in the wrong direction. Instead of fresh water coming into the lagoon, it actually drained it. What had happened is they didn't have a spirit level back then, and it was ever so slightly the wrong level, and so they actually drained the swamp instead of filling it up with fresh water. So some people actually believe that perhaps the convicts did that as they knew all the time that it was going to flow the other way, and they were trying to get their own back on their landowner. So it's an amazing bit of history that not many people have just realised. You literally drive over it, but the Federal Highway goes over the top of this canal, which is of course now heritage listed.
And that's the first time I've heard anyone use the phrase "drain the swamp" in the literal sense so far this year, and not in the political sense.
That's right.
Long history of fish in Lake George and live fish, but interesting story about dead fish in Lake George.
Yeah, back in summer of 1962, some of you really longer time listeners might remember that. Many of the lake's millions of carp that were in the lake then all sort of died over the space of a day or two, and no one could realise why. You know, they were diseased and they had bleeding gills, and there was worms throughout all their flesh, and it was a real mystery as to what had killed these fish. And to this day, no one knows why these literally tens of thousands of fish died. There were so many fish died, Eddie, that they were washed up on the edge of the shore of the lake, which back then was had quite a lot of water in it. And the stench was so bad that when the wind was blowing towards Canberra, you could actually smell the smell of rotting fish in some of Canberra's northern suburbs. But not a very nice smell. There's a bit of rotting fish out there today in this heat, I reckon, in people's garbage bins. But in terms of the mystery, some people reckon that it was actually a fireball that came into that hit the lake overnight, because one of the a train driver on the old Goulburn to Canberra Warraway line, he said he saw this big ball of light enter the lake about midnight, and one of the theories is that it heated up the water really quickly, and the fish couldn't cope with such a quick change in water temperature, and they all carked it. So we still don't know. It's a bit of a mystery.
All right, that is remarkable if it was a fireball into the lake and changing the temperature. Now, fish weren't the only creatures that caused a bit of a smell around Lake George. Grasshoppers, there's a lot of them around Canberra at the moment, but there used to be a lot of them on the shores of Lake George.
Yeah, it might have been one of these locust plagues, like the one where we're sort of starting to experience at the moment. Yeah, but this dates back quite some time, back into the late 1800s, I think it was 1898, when, there were so many grasshoppers, and you know how small grasshoppers are.
Mm.
There were so many that they were piled up to half a metre in height along the fence lines along Lake George. So you can imagine how many millions of grasshoppers there must have been just stretching across the whole extent of the lake. And, they didn't go anywhere. And if you drive past the lake regularly, you'll see there's often sheep and the like out on the lake. The sheep actually had to be moved because they wouldn't go anywhere near the grasshoppers, because like the fish, like millions and millions of dead grasshoppers, they weren't too good on the nose either, Eddie.
Now, Tim, you're not going to tell me that Lake George is haunted, are you?
I am. It's haunted with a number of ghosts. I'll just share with you one tale today, and that's the tale of the Collector ghost. And Collector, of course, being a little village just to the north there of Lake George. And quite often, a man dressed in black, wearing a top hat, and I think he's also got like a moustache, he's often seen along the Federal Highway part of the lake. And on one particular occasion, a supposedly sober barrister, they're all sober, aren't they, swerved to avoid this ghost, but actually didn't realise it was a ghost, swerved to avoid what he thought was this man dressed up in, you know, in formal gear walking across the road. He hit him, and of course he stopped the car, rushed out to see if he could help this poor fella, but couldn't find the man anywhere, nor was there a dent in the car. And later he went back to the Collector pub, and he was telling the story, and they said, oh yeah, he appears quite often, that's the ghost of Collector. So this poor barrister had either hit a ghost, or perhaps he'd had too much to drink himself.
Right. This is extraordinary, the number of things around Lake George. Tell me about the giant sheep and the colossal cows.
Yeah, well, they're often seen on a day like today when you get the really extreme temperatures and you get a lot of heat haze, which can again cause the effect of a mirage. And when the lake is empty, which, of course, it's not now, it's starting to empty, but when it's completely empty, you get the bending of light from the heat haze, and little normal-sized sheep walking along the lake looking for some little scrap of grass to eat. They have appeared in the past, and people have got photos of these, appearing as big as a camel because of the optical illusion of this heat mirage on the lake. So I'm not sure if that'll happen today in some of the drier parts of the lake. So if any of your listeners are driving past now or later today, cast your eye across the lake, and who knows, if the conditions are right, you might see some camel-sized sheep trying to find some water on the far side of the lake.
All right, my last question is, where does the water go from Lake George, Tim?
Yeah, well, and it's a question a lot of people ask. Over the long and short term, you might have heard the theories that there's a system of canals or tunnels linking Lake George with lakes in New Zealand and Siberia, and as they go up, Lake George goes down. Have you heard those ones?
Yeah, I have, and you hear different things around, you know, the links between various waterways and weathers from, you know, Australia to South America, all those sorts of things.
That's right. Yeah, but of course that's just fanciful rubbish. The water in Lake George is purely based on when it rains a lot, there's five creeks, and when they're in flood, they start filling the lake quickly, like we saw mid-last year.
Yeah.
And when it's hot, it's like a saucer. You put a saucer of water out in your garden today, it'll evaporate pretty quickly. The lake's like a giant saucer. It's only knee-deep at the moment, at its deepest. I was walking across it during the week. And because it's so shallow, like a saucer, you get really hot days, and it just starts to evaporate. And it's starting to evaporate real fast. So who knows how long it will still be there, Eddie.
All right, Tim, thanks for sharing some of the secrets of Lake George with us this morning. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Yep, pleasure. Absolute pleasure, Eddie. Keep cool.
You too, Tim. That's Tim the Yowie Man telling us about Lake George. We'll speak to him again on the Canberra Weekender throughout the year here on 2CC.